Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, in a world where business leaders are expected to be everything these days, I guess an innovator, a mentor, a strategist, even an operator, it's easy to get lost in all of this noise and in the weeds. But I'm wondering if there's a clearer way to focus your energy. Well, perhaps there is. Independent business advisor Juanita Forster offers just that with her new Next and Never Money model. What is it? Well, it's a framework for understanding where your income is coming from. Most importantly, what future growth looks like and why not everything worth doing actually needs to make money. Got a bit of a question mark next to that one. Well, Juanita joins us now to discuss how this model works and where most people are getting it wrong. Juanita, welcome to you. So are most leaders too obsessed with money, making it in the immediate frame, and maybe missing a bigger picture? Is that the thrust of your argument?
The thrust of my argument is that the world has changed and will keep on changing, and we've got to figure out a new way to think about money and leadership. So in the generation I grew up, leadership and money had a certain connection to it. You know, it was success, and success was based on the financial measurements, and everything you do in leadership is towards increasing performance, increased results, all of these things. But what we're seeing, if we're looking at the future of work, if we're looking at the future of the world, and now we're forecasting a little bit further than 2030, more towards 2050, it will require a different set of skills. It will require a different focus. And I love that you said it's a simpler way to think of things, to move away from the things that we were taught and that we are used to, and to start saying, is everything really just about money and just about now money? What about the future?
So how do you start recalibrating your thinking to fit in with the model that you're proposing? And wherein is the benefit?
Simply by thinking now money, next money, and never money, and putting question marks to all of it and translating for yourself, figure out for yourself what it means for you. Because this now money, next money, never money framework is just a way of thinking for yourself to see you as a business leader. And here I must be very clear, it's not for the regular 8-to-5 worker necessarily, not for someone starting their career, and definitely not talking about side hustles. Here I'm talking about business leaders who have a little bit more room to play in terms of decisions, in terms of where time and effort of themselves or their businesses are focused, and thinking about the things that are keeping me up at night. Are they for now? Are they only focused on how the business makes money right now, how the business is staying alive right now, how it's performing right now? Or am I taking into account that while I am managing a high-performance business, I also have to allocate some of its energy towards making itself ready for the future? I personally don't like this term future-proofing, because if you waterproof something, water doesn't come in. We need to be future-ready, not future-proofed. What am I doing now to ready the business and my people for the future? And then obviously the never aspect of it, where it's not just about money, but where in whatever the world is going about, businesses, business leaders also selflessly takes care of the planet, its people, communities, and so on, not for tax benefits, not for CSI initiatives, but just because it's the right thing to do. And there's the argument.
All right. So, Juanita, let me push back on your argument a little bit, if I can.
Please.
You talk about leaders, again, of established organizations, and you suggest that they have a little bit of room to play. In other words, a bit of maneuverability. But surely in tough economic times, that has telescoped a lot, that we are really in a short-term economy and that we don't really have time to lift our head above the parapet and scan the broader horizon, as you're suggesting.
And that is unfortunately one of the mistakes I see business leaders make. I'm not suggesting that this framework is good to implement right now, because if you look at the mix between now money, next money, and never money, it's all about the mix. Mm. And that mix changes according to market conditions, according to team conditions, according to culture, according to industry, all of those types of things. So if you had this framework in mind and have been working to it, you would have shifted that mix more focused on the now money, but the next money and the never money would still tick along, would still be in the back of your mind, so that when times turns, when it's less pressured on you there is a little bit more space to turn the mix back to not a balance, but to a mix that works well in different times. So it's not starting now, but also not forgetting that times might be tough and they might never become untough again. And still, the future is ours to create. The future is our responsibility. So we've got to adapt a different way of thinking, even if we can't do anything practically about it right now.
All right. So where's the starting point for any business that might be attracted to this way of thinking, this philosophy?
The now money, I'm hoping, is very clearly defined. If it's not, please start there. That is what funds this entire thing. Without the now money, the next money and the never money becomes a whole different conversation. So make sure you've got the now money sorted in terms of your team composition, in terms of leadership, in terms of product, customer service, all the financial and non-financial results you need to deliver. And then start thinking, well, what could my or my business's next money potentially be? And that next money isn't just next iteration of your current products and services. It isn't the next iteration or the same market or the next generation of the same market that you're operating in. It's completely different. So it doesn't make as much money and it definitely doesn't move as quickly. And you can't expect the same level of maturity in the next money, but you've got to start thinking about what that could possibly be. And this exact same for never, saying, what capacity do I have? So that you don't make the mistake of overcommitting, whether it's sitting on a not-for-profit board, executive director, being a volunteer at your local charity, wherever it is. So you don't overcommit because the now money is so tough at the moment, but that you start thinking about, where can I really make a difference? Not expecting anything back in terms of visibility. It's not a strategic decision. It's an impact decision.
Just very quickly in conclusion, how do you find the healthy balance between now, next, and never?
Healthy balance does not exist. It's a mix. And you choose your mix based on what works for you and what works for your business. And you've got to keep on changing it because nothing in life is stationary anymore.
Juanita Foster, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate your time and the thinking.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.